What up and welcome to Lane Pod, City of Lane's 10 to 15 minutes weekly podcast focused on MBA admissions and experience for motivated Africans. So whether you're an MBA enthusiast, an applicant, admit student or alum, this is the show for you. I'm Samuel, your host, and today we will be delving into the third part of our four-part series that focuses on the obsession with MBA prestige and the unintended consequences it brings. Recapping what this four-part series is, in part one, we explored the allure or pool of prestigious MBA programs amongst African professionals, and we discussed the societal pressures and perceived benefits that continue to fuel that obsession. In part two, which is episode 13, we uncovered the dark side of the pursuit, the ones that happened before, during, and slightly part of it after the MBA program. The exclusions, the racism, the biases, the unhealthy competitions that are often going unnoticed, and sometimes the struggle that people face when they're on feet and have forced themselves into a top 10 MBA program when they could have succeeded in a top 50, top 100 program. In part three, we then shift attention, which is what we will be doing today in episode 14. We're shifting attention to the true value of the MBA education beyond the program brand name. We're going to make a case for what we take for granted and argue that the knowledge, skills, connections, and experience gained during and after the MBA program are far more important than the institution itself. And part four, our next episode, which will be episode 15, will close by describing what an healthy pursuit of knowledge and true transformation looks like. So let's start with today's episode. Today's episode is really, we should title it The True Value of Education. We get so pulled in into, oh yeah, my friends are doing an MBA. I heard Lane talk about MBA. I just want to get out of the country, right? What's my next step really going to look like? And we immediately just want to do a postgraduate studies and we want to do an MBA. We never just pause for a moment to say, what exactly is the true value of this to me? Not just to you, actually, but what is the true value of the education itself, of the MBA program itself? And to be honest with you, many would say, oh, it's the job opportunity. That's right. And today we will delve into that a bit. And I think that's why I'm breaking this into two parts. I'll talk about balancing the viewpoint of pursuing a job without it getting through education. And then I'll explain what we've taken for granted in terms of what the true value of an MBA program is really about. So let's start with the first part, right? And that part is quite important. So let's break it open. If you listen to season one, you would hear in a particular episode, and in fact, that's all I talked about in that episode. It's probably titled, Your Job is to Get a Job. In that particular episode, I emphasized that the only reason why you're in an MBA program is to get a job. And now that I'm a lot older, I'm gotten a bit more experienced, that view has not changed, but I see the flip side of the coin as well. And that is true education. And this sentence has helped me reconcile the difference between both. So instead of saying your job, the only thing you need to do in an MBA is to get a job, I'll flip that over to say, the MBA credentials alone should get you a job and can get you a job. But what will truly help you keep it is your ability to know how to learn and adapt. What does that mean for you? So instead of spending the whole 2 years or 1 year, 1.5 years, whichever the length of your MBA program is, trying to get a job, only spend one half, as a matter of fact, one third of that time getting a job. Once you get a job, immediately switch to learning how to keep it. And I'll talk a bit more about the second half, really. But before delving into the second half, let's talk, really. We say, what's the true value of MBA education? You ask me that question point blank. And I'll tell you that the true value of an MBA is not in the classroom experience. It's not in the networking experience, trust me, and that might sound a bit controversial. It is in having the skill of knowing how to learn and translate that learning into value for other people in a society where you may be new to. And in the process of doing that, you will get rewarded for it. I'll take that again. The true value is in developing the skill of knowing how to learn and translating that learning into value for other people. And in the process of doing that, getting rewarded. That's all it is. That's all it is. True education is not in the classroom experience. Is it part of it? Yes. But it is in picking up the skill of knowing how to learn what you don't know. So let's break that down a bit further. What do we mean by the skill of knowing how to learn? What you know, it's not as important as how you learn what you don't know. I'll repeat that again. And I think this is where the MBA program does a great job, and many people take this for granted. It's not what you know. You realize in an MBA program quickly that you're never going to learn everything or know everything. But it is how do you go about learning what you don't know when you need it. So things like how do you go about it, things like your critical learning skills, which the MBA program helps you fine-tune through all the case studies, the concepts that you're being taught. It helps fine-tune it. A lot of people don't really take that next step to fine-tune it. They just cram, learn, and just, you know, they want to pass and that's it. It's also in the problem-solving skills that you continue to own and learn. I always say if you're not going to even do consulting, just go through the process of preparing for a consulting interview. It helps fine-tune your problem-solving skills, to be honest. They've done right. Your communication skills, your ability to influence other people. These are very important skills of knowing how to learn. Because sometimes when you don't know something, the very first step is to figure out who knows it. And just go to them and learn from them. That's when network comes into play. Really. And how does communication come into play? If you go to someone who knows what you don't know, but you cannot clearly articulate what part of the whole thing you do not know. You see where the problem is? You know you're struggling, but you cannot articulate where you're struggling in. Communication is key. But if you know who to approach and you know how to communicate it, but you don't know how to build a relationship with, why should they go the extra length of helping you? That's influencing people. So you see how all these things piece together. It's not the topic that is important, right? It is the why behind it. So we'll delve into this in the next episode when we talk about, you know, the healthy pursuit of an MBA program or an MBA brand. But the skill of knowing how to learn is something that should be at the back of your mind throughout your MBA program. Again, ask yourself this question, which school would allow me get that skill very well? Sometimes for you, it may not be that M7. It may not be that M7. I'm sorry to say it. I was once naive to say, yeah, all you need to do is just, no. It may not be that top 10. Because you may be under huge financial stress that you don't pay attention to learning. Even though all that is to learn exists in that school. But what is going on within you? What are some of the limitations that your situation and circumstances is placing on you that makes it easier for you to learn in a top 100 program than in a top 10 school? Or the flip side? It's a truth you have to ask yourself. The second part of what the true value of education is translating this learning into value for others. So that comes into relationship and connections and networking. How do you begin to get that job? And then eventually recruiting and getting the job. And that's all the whole process of translating your learning into value for other people. Again, we're going back, the true value of education. I know there's a lot to unpack in what I've just said. It can seem disconnected sometimes, but it's not. The true value of education is not in learning more about what you don't know or reminding yourself about what you already know. It's learning more about how to know what you don't know and then translating that learning into value for other people. It's completely useless if you can't translate it into value. And it's also not useful for you if you can't get rewarded in the process. So you're going into the MBA program, not for prestige, but for this. And if prestige comes along the way, fine. But don't put prestige before this. Don't. I see people do that over and over again, and that's where the issue is. They place prestige before this important question, and they assume that by putting prestige first and foremost, all other things will take care of itself. No, it will not. You need to take care of all those other things first. Be self-aware before you don't even need to think about prestige. It will come to you. First things first. So, don't take for granted the things I've just said. It's a short episode, but the skill of knowing how to learn and translating that learning into value for others and getting rewarded in the process is the true value of any education, and most important, the true value of the MBA education. Ask yourself, how are people coming about the thinking that I'm listening to in class? How can I translate this into a value for myself? How can I put myself in a situation where I am really in the right frame of mind to learn? Not under any undue pressure. Not pressured into keeping short where I should be asking questions just because I don't want to be looking like a fool. I've created an impression in the minds of my classmates that I am this, but I am not, and I cannot learn and grow within safe spaces. It is very important for you, especially if you're coming out of Africa with little or minimal exposure to the culture where you're going into. That should be more important to you than prestige. So thank you for listening to today's episode. If you would like to ask a question, if this episode has raised more questions than answers, links in the description are in the show notes about to do that. You could just Google it for us. I'll see you in the next episode, which is our part 3, where we talk about, that's going to be part 4, I imagine, where we talk, where we wrap this up, and we talk about the healthy pursuit of the MBA program. Bye for now.